Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Song of all time, released in 1987. Did a few songs from the Eurovision Song Contest last week, and for as long as I can remember, the UK has come last or near the bottom of this competition. But it's a funny thing, however much we lose, it's fairly clear that either Europe hates us or we're just not very good at writing songs. Still, every year we say one more try. Let's not learn from the past. Let's just give you one more try. And next time the speculation is Ed Sheeran is going to step in and get us some votes. No, Ed. No. Don't do it. You'll get no points, and worse than anything, it will be the final confirmation that the UK are never going to win the competition again, and that's the one thing that you don't want, isn't it? An absolute confirmation that it's over, because that's impossible to take, isn't it? The only way our minds stay afloat sometimes is to imagine, I have one more try. I used to send scripts into various places, unsolicited. So I started as a kind of 13-year-old kid when this was out in 1987. I wrote this complete TV kids show called called April Fool, F-A-L-L, April Fool. It was ridiculous, really. The idea was fairly rubbish. It was, let me fill you in. It was about a guy, a kid, a 13-year-old kid, me, basically, I wanted to be in it. It was a kid who had died and he'd been reincarnated to be born at exactly the same time, but with a different family. So he went to the same school, he was reincarnated, but he was with the himself. And if that idea ever ends up on TV, I don't actually care, really, because it is rubbish and I don't want to be associated with it. But I remember as a 14-year-old kid, I sent this into the BBC thinking, as kids do, that someone at the BBC, probably the Director General or John Cleese, would read an entire script from cover to cover, when of course they did nothing of the sort. I assume and almost know now that they would have seen it had been written by a 14-year-old on the front cover, because I proudly put my age on it. This was clearly someone ridiculously overconfident and or lived in a post office so he can nick stamps. They'd have printed off a generic rejection letter. Thank you, Nathan, for sending us this frankly ludicrous script. It's not what we're looking for at this time, but we look forward to reading your writing in the future. That's good, right? Lets you down gently. It means you give it one more try. And then you send it to another channel. Good though, in this instance. it was wasting my time to give it one more try, wasn't it? It was a rubbish. A kind of thing to do would have been to say, Nathan, you're 13. Look back through history. What 13-year-old has ever been good at anything apart from masturbating? You may as well have masturbated onto the paper. At least that would have had a frisson of surprise and or made sense. Which is more than you can say for this shit script. Reincarnated, what, exactly the same point? He was living in his with a memory of his previous life. That makes... So he goes to school and sees himself, and then he remembers himself as a kid. Actually, this is sounding like a brilliant idea, isn't it? I may revisit it. From memory, the main characters were called Adam Mitchell and Mitchell Adams. Fuck, this is bringing back memories. The denouement revolved around a lighthouse in April, on April the 1st. April Fool, remember? And Mitchell Adams had to make sure that Adam Mitchell died at a certain time on April the 1st at a certain place, this lighthouse, to ensure that he was reincarnated as the same person. Fuck, this is gripping, isn't it? He dies by falling off this lighthouse. And in the script I sent in, I'd worked on the front cover of the script as well. It's all about the front cover, is it? As if the front cover was going to swing the deal with a DG or John Cleese. Oh, the front cover's good, isn't it? Let's not even read it. So I drew a fucking lighthouse and Nick Stencils from the shop to write April Fool by Nathan Cassidy, H13, guys. There's the ticket. There's the ticket. Naturally, I gave myself fucking pseudonym. I gave myself a pseudonym. And it was an anagram of my full name, Mark Nathan Cassidy. It was Kay and Samantha A. Ricks. I haven't even checked that out. It was Kay and Samantha A. Ricks, I remember it. Why the fuck did I give myself a pseudonym? I'd basically reincarnated myself as Kay and Samantha A. Ricks. And that was perfect, wasn't it? Because so Kay and Samantha A. Ricks got the A. Ricks. I couldn't fit the A in. So Kay and Samantha A. Ricks. So they got the rejection letter. And that gave me hope, didn't it? That gave me hope. And hope keeps us alive, right? Keeps us alive. In anything, in any breakup, you never really get the I'll never speak to you again. And even if you do, you think, oh, that's bullshit. You know, after a couple of more relationships, we'll get talking again. And then they'll say, oh, I'm into women now, actually, Nathan. And you'll say, oh, don't worry, meet my friends. Kay and Samantha A. Ricks. Let's have a threesome. Only by having a threesome on this particular lighthouse will I guarantee being reincarnated as Geoffrey Chaucer, the father of English literature. We always need one more try, don't we? And we often get one more try. And then, you know, eventually, after years of learning, there are things that I don't want to learn. Apart from piano and singing. And the last one I had made me cry. So many rejection letters. I had so many rejection letters as a kid, I thought of pitching a book called 100 Rejection Letters. But then that would be rejected and I'd have to get a new title. But after all that, many years later, you finally achieve your goal, don't you? And you get, well, I say you do, I got, you know, you get something on TV, and the first time I got something on TV, after years of trying, one more try, you finally achieve your goal, and it's not quite as good as you imagine. It was going to be as the producers cut all the punchlines and and you just then wish you were somewhere else. You were someone else. Someone who gives up. It's so much better to give up. So much better to be a person that gives up and doesn't give it one more try. Someone giving it one more, someone that constantly producing, waiting and hoping for that one letter back saying, this time, Nathan. This time, Kay and Samantha A. Ricks. This one is going global. This is your Bohemian Rhapsody, Kay and Samantha Ricks. Can I just call you Kay and Samantha Ricks? Do I have to say the A? This is your Macbeth, Kay and Samantha Ricks. Kay and Samantha Rixer. Kay and Samantha Ricks. The really annoying thing is I know, even when I'm 95 and knackered, I know that if I haven't achieved this, I'll still be producing stuff. I'll still be giving it one more try. And after all this struggle, if I'm reincarnated as another comedian, fuck me, I'm gonna jump off a lighthouse. I'm only giving God one more chance to make my life easy. One more chance, God. Baby. Just one more try. Never give up, guys. One more try.